Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, and your new Trends Journal is coming out soon. And I'm going to show you the cover in a little bit, but I want to talk about the markets. That are going up. And so, too, is inflation. That's right. The numbers came out today higher than expected. On the wholesale level, the PPI numbers, PPP, yep. And I thought this inflation is only transitory. That's what the Fed head said. No, it's just temporary. I forgot. But anyway, it's going up. And even though it's going up, gold prices are still going up. And what do you see gold at now? $2,356 an ounce. This is from the Wall Street Journal on Monday. See the story? Global turmoil sparks new gold rush. No kidding. It's one of our top trends for 2024. This is May 13th, January, February, March, April, May. You're a little late on this. But don't quote us. We only are the only ones that called it. Other people said gold would go up. No one called it a golden year for gold. Gold is up over $300 an ounce since we made this forecast. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. You go to trendsjournal.com. It's a grand total of $2.56 a week. So just think, and we don't tell you what to do. We don't give financial advice. But if you believed our trend forecast and invested in gold, you should be paying us. Anyway, we're giving you what no other magazine in the world is giving you. And we have this great economic update and market overview each week in the Trends Journal. And again, with the producer price index at the wholesale level, it's up 0.5%. The street guessed it was going to be a 0.3%. In the meanwhile, the New York Federal Reserve survey and other surveys are showing how consumers are really hurting with inflation. So we're going to go into a period of dragflation. And no one else, again, we own that domain name. No one's calling it that. The economy is going to drag down and inflation's going to move up. The numbers are all there. The facts are all there. And what no one is talking about, because it's already forgotten about, is that what caused this inflation? Little scumbags, little arrogant fucking pricks, and I can't say the other word, Witless Whitmere over there in Michigan, and DeWine over here in Ohio, and little fucking arrogant Andy Cuomo and arrogant prick Gavin Newsom, who's partying at the French Laundry while he closes everything down. And Trump with his Operation Warp Speed jab and pumping trillions of dollars into the economy to artificially prop it up as these scumbags locked it down. That's what's caused inflation. Nobody talks about it anymore. How about those zero interest rate policies, huh? Oh, yeah, when the bigs got bigger. Yeah, you ready for this? This is an article that just came out. New Zealand, this is from Bloomberg, sees record exodus of citizens as economy struggles. I can't say the other word of that arrogant person that was running New Zealand as we were reporting as the COVID war was going on and they locked everything down. They fucked up the global economy. So here's the data. New Zealand has a population of about over 5 million people. 5 million about some. A little over 5,000 people died over the period of 4 fucking years of COVID. What is that? 0.001%. You fucked up the economy. Every fucking bastard and bitch that caused this COVID war fucked up the economy, fucked over people's lives spiritually, emotionally, and physically. All the facts are there. And they've caused this crisis. But don't talk about it. Be a good boy. You get too angry, Salenti. You should bend over and take it up the ass like we do. The people that took the jab and hated you for not doing it. So, going on to your economic update, what they're not talking about is, as interest rates stay high, there's going to be more defaults in the office building bust. That's right. Because these are interest rate loans. And the new loans are coming up over $4 trillion in the next 2.5 years, including about $1 trillion this year, right? So what's going to happen? You got less tenants, interest rates went up, you're going to default. And what happened? They just defaulted on a building in Fort Worth, Texas. Yep. They had it up. It was like they bought it in 2021. How the fuck could you buy an office building in 2021? It's like $137 million. And they just sold it for basically nothing, about $12 million. Yep. And then you're looking at the data. In March 2024, California had the highest number of commercial foreclosures for the month at 187. It's a 405% increase from last year. It's one after another. This is going to be serious. When the banks go bust, gold prices are going to skyrocket. Because the office building bust is real. No one is talking about it. No one. When they do, they report little facts here and there, but not the big picture. But there is a big picture. One of the sites I always suggest people go to is Wall Street on Parade. And confirming our office building bust, they just put this article out yesterday. On Friday, the Federal Reserve released its semi-annual supervision and regulation report on banks. Commercial real estate loans at banks, particularly on office properties, continue to rank high on the Fed's list of concerns. And it goes on. This is serious. So that's why you're seeing gold prices going up. And again, you look at all the articles we have on office building bust and banks go bust. No one is saying it. And again, when you're looking at what's going on the economic front, get ready for dragflation. And a great article, by the way, in Gregory Manarino in this Trends Journal, beware of the Fed put. Before we begin, let's define what a Fed put is. A Fed put is defined as a mechanism by which the Fed, by keeping bond yield rates artificially suppressed, drive cash into risk assets and stocks. This Fed put was previously known as the Greenspan put. And he goes on. They're going to keep the put going. And what does it mean? It's all there. Yeah, this is the fucking shit. This is the fucking shit that people swallowed. This is from the Financial Times on 11-11-2020. New York limits social gatherings as virus surges across the U.S. Indoor gatherings at private residences must be limited to 10 people beginning on Friday evening, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on Wednesday. Oh, the Governor Andrew Cuomo that they threw him out of office because he was abusing chicks, that guy? The little arrogant Andy Cuomo, who renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge after his daddy and then we had to rename it because they put the Mario M. Cuomo bridge. That arrogant prick. I say you should have limited it to 9 people, and they also, restaurants, bars, and other businesses with liquor license had to close dine-in services each night by 10 p.m. I say they should have closed it at 9:55. Look at the fucking shit they made up. Look at the fucking shit they made up. Look at the fucking shit they made up and made you do it. Where are the fighters for freedom? We are. And that's what your Trends Journal is about. Oh, look at this story. I grew up working in 2 hardware stores. My father owned one, my mother the other. This is from the Wall Street Journal, the Wall Street Journal. Oh, yeah. Once upon a time, there were hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores, grocery stores. Now they're all chains. The chains own everything. You ready? And the fucking scumbag bitches and bastards running our country give it all to the bigs. U.S. awards $120 million to chipmaker to expand plant in Minnesota. Hey, fuckface, how about awarding the Trends Journal $120 million so we can help people? Fuck you, Salenti. You don't pay us off with campaign contributions called bribes and payoffs, you scumbag. We do what they give us money to do. Fuck America. Fuck the founding fathers. We're in charge. Calm down, Salente. And then look at the cover of your Trends Journal. With God's help, together we will be victorious, Netanyahu. You mean Satan help. You mean with Satan's help. God condemns genocide. Yep. Genocide by the definition. You ready? Here it is. The deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying that nation or group, a campaign of genocide. Yeah. So let's look at the cover story from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper that just came out now. We must settle Gaza now. Netanyahu's ministers join Israel's far right march to Gaza. Demand Palestinians' expulsion. Genocide by the definition. So fuck you pricks who call this anti-Semitism. It's genocide. The word shooting out of these bastards' mouths. Thousands of Israelis joined far-right Independence Day march on Tuesday in the South, led by Jewish activists advocating for resettling Gaza and forcing Palestinians to leave the enclave. Isn't that great? As they're slaughtering them with our money. Oh, and the weapons that they, Trump, Biden, Greenberg, Iceberg, I don't even know fucking difference. They're all scumbags, Biden, Trump. And we'll get back into Trump too. They're still sending in the weapons of death. And talking about genocide, I'll say this, and I said it before, I will say it again. Jared Kushner under fire for calling Gaza waterfront property valuable. Jared Kushner, former President Donald Trump's son-in-law, faced sharp criticism for comments describing waterfront property in the Gaza Strip as valuable in the face of the Israeli-Hamas war. Quote, Gaza's waterfront property could be very valuable if the people would focus on building up livelihood. It's a little bit unfortunate situation there. A little bit unfortunate situation. They're invading Rafah. There are another 500,000 people leaving with nowhere to go. They're blowing up their homes, schools, universities, hospitals, destroying the fucking place under the bullshit. We're getting Hamas. Yeah, you ready? But from Israel's perspective, this is scumbag, arrogant little boy, Jared Kushner. But from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out of there and clean it up. Israel should move Palestinians into the Negev Desert in the country's southern region. Go back to the Haaretz headline. Yep. Demand Palestinian expulsion. The definition? Genocide. The deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying that nation or group. Campaign of genocide. And that's the cover of your Trends Journal. With God's help, together we will be... What God you're talking about? What God you're talking about? It's a disgrace. And you're not allowed, again, to be against genocide. Here's an article in today's Turlet paper record, the New York Slime. Dartmouth called police for a nonviolent protest, causing a swift fallout. As the police arrested student protesters at Dartmouth College, a 65-year-old professor ended up on the ground. Two student journalists reporting that night ended up arrested themselves. And a bystander visiting his father, who lives near Dartmouth College, found himself with a fractured shoulder. That was some of the collateral damage after the president of Dartmouth College, Shinley Bylock, took unusually swift actions and authorized the police action to clear the encampment that students had just 2 hours earlier pitched on the college green. Isn't that nice? America, the country that slaughters people all over the world in the name of bringing freedom and democracy as they rob it in front of us right before your eyes. Yep. That's what it is. And this is a big article, big advertisement in all the major newspapers they're putting out. The Declaration of Establishment of the State of Israel. The State of Israel was established 76 years ago today. Throughout those years, the United States and Israel have been and will remain partners in democracy. What fucking democracy are you talking about? The apartheid state of Israel? The genocide state of Israel? Oh, democracy in America as they rob us our freedom and our rights? Democracy. Yep, the idiot's delight. You don't get that jab, no job. Democracy. You say anything about not getting the jab or the COVID war, that's misinformation. What the fuck are you talking about? And again, this is a crusade. It's one of our top trends. Crusades 2000. We wrote about it in detail. This is going back to your Trends Journal in 2006. Crusades 2000. That's all this is. They're making up this fucking bullshit. You know, God gave us this land. Yeah, it says so in the Bible, chapter 6, section 8. Regardless of what England's reasons or intentions were, self-serving or otherwise, Crusades 2000 was set in motion by the 1917 Balfour Declaration that laid the foundation for Israel. Quote, His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment of Palestine, of a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this objective. They have no fucking right doing this crap. And then the UN made this thing when there were like 56 members of the United Nations, 1947, 48. They made fucking politicians invented this thing, but this is the kind of crap they put out there. And you're supposed to swallow it. So, going back to your Trends Journal, you got a lot in here. Lot of information to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in these times ahead. So here's just some of what you're getting in your Trends Journal. Again, $2.56 a week. No magazine. Google up Trends Magazine. You got crap in there. What fashion is? What news? That's not trends. That's just bullshit made up crap. Yeah, economic update, market overview. American consumers are singing the blues. Slavelandia, most renters doubt they'll ever own a home. And then again, when the economy falls, jobs go with it. And growing out of business trends, we're listing all of these. We're going like the 80th week. We're showing you how bad this situation really is that nobody else is. The global debt hit a record of $315 trillion. Can't understand why gold's going up. And the worst is yet to come. That's just some of what's in the Trends Journal. And again, I mentioned that article you have to read by Gregory Mannarino. And we have featured guest articles by John and Nisha Whitehead, Virtual Home Invasion, We're Not Safe from Government Peeping Toms, and article by Dr. Joseph Mercola, Nanoplastics Linked to Heart Attacks and Stroke, and What to Do to Try to Avoid Getting It, because they're everywhere. Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran. Again, Be Human is one of his books. You want to see it on Amazon. We're giving you The Unfortunate Technocracy, Cryptos, Trends in Geopolitics, World War III, Ukraine Continues Assault on Soft Targets in Russia. They're going to ramp this up. This is an article that came out today. You ready? Top officers warn times are critical for Ukraine. How's that for fucking
bullshit?
Hey, remember the counteroffensive last year that was supposed to be successful? What's one of your Trends Journal covers? Don't count on the counteroffensive. We said it was bullshit. But now you spend another $60 billion and more weapons coming in from the EU, NATO, to keep slaughtering and bloodying the killing fields. This is total bullshit. Again, also hit that subscribe button here. They're shadow banning us because they don't like me, because I speak the truth and they hate the truth and trends. All they do is sell.
Bullshit.
Yep. And also, you want to get your T-shirt, because that's the way you feel about these little fucking scumbag bitches and bastards called politicians. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Oh, and look at the back of the shirt. Yeah, you got it. And again, how many people follow their leaders to follow the COVID war? What else we have? A whole load of trends in geopolitics, trends in high-tech science, trends I view. This is an important one. About half of all cancer cases linked to obesity. Again, look at the data. 61% of the 1 to 17-year-olds that were hospitalized for COVID, according to the CDC, were obese. 42% of Americans are obese. Shit eaters and shitheads, the people becoming. But you have to take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Get in the best shape you can, because we're in the fight for our lives. Trends in High-Tech Science by Ben Davis, and a whole section on trends on AI. And don't forget tomorrow, Salenti and the judge, Judge Andrew Napolitano, will be back. So thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to the Trends Journal, and we'll see you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time.